take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. It is a busy Thursday per usual, and so glad to have Kelsey Bowler back with us. She, of course, edits the Bright email one day a week. And Kelsey, I'm confused. Is it Wednesday now or Thursday? Which one is it that...
I am the Bright Thursday editor, which means I'm covering everything that's happening in the news on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, right. Okay. And sometimes you swap, but you're back to your regular schedule, which is Thursday. And, of course, the whole world was watching yesterday, Kelsey, when late in the afternoon, the House once again impeached Donald Trump. It's almost as though it could not have ended any other way, I guess. The most controversial presidential candidate and president probably in the history of the country, going out with a double barrel blazing, two impeachments to his credit, and probably not a conviction on either of them. Your thoughts as you saw that come down yesterday?
Well, certainly Congress will face an uphill battle in trying to fully impeach the president, which of course would likely happen after President Trump is already out of office and we have a President Joe Biden. So what does impeachment even mean in that case? Well, ultimately what it would be doing is sending a strong rebuke to the president and preventing him from being able to ever seek elected office again. Of course, a lot of us are wondering whether or not President Trump would consider running again in 2024. This would make that not possible. What I think is most interesting about Democrats' choice to go down this rabbit hole is the fact that on the campaign trail, they made a lot of legislative promises to the American people. And what this impeachment trial will have the effect of doing is preventing them from moving forward that legislative agenda. An impeachment trial is serious business. We're
right.
talking about impeaching the duly elected president of the United States. It's very time consuming, and so it really will railroad their ability to actually deliver on their promises to the American people.
Well, and in a way, it is ultimately the slap to the face to the voters who, you know, they may or may not agree with at times. But certainly as you're trying to get things off the ground in a new era. And I saw that Joe Biden basically kind of, you know, washed his hands of it and kind of was like, well, you know, I'll leave it to the Congress to decide. But if I'm him, and maybe this is just me versus Joe Biden, where he's at in life. But I would have an agenda. I would want to really get kicked off. Well, everybody talks about the first 100 days all the time. Kelsey, if they really drag this in to a trial, that's going to be you're going to eat up the first 100 days just talking about this. And that's not going to be the way to get your new administration off the ground.
Exactly. Right now and in the coming next few weeks, we're going to find out whether or not President-elect Joe Biden has any backbone to stand up to the more radicals in his own party who care about focusing the attention on President Trump instead of looking forward and asking what's best for the American people. Of course, a lot of us had a lot of concerns about President Trump's rhetoric that many argue contributed to the Capitol tax. Impeachment is not the only way to send a strong message that is unacceptable. I think Representative Dan Crenshaw and some other members of Congress issued a very strong rebuke yesterday in a statement while also rejecting the path of impeachment. I think, look, right now the GOP is, you know, we're fractured because of a personality. What the left has to grapple with, which isn't getting any attention right now, is the fact that they are a very fractured party over policy. And so they're able to unite around their hatred for President Donald Trump, but they're not able to unite on a clear legislative agenda, because of course you have the AOCs who want to push these more radical Green New Deals, and then Joe Biden, who claims he's going to be president for all Americans, whether or not you voted for him. Yeah. You can't pass Green New Deal type of legislation while also representing all Americans at the same time. So what is Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stand up to the more far left side of his party? Thus far, we have not seen him put his foot down. That's what I'll be watching for.
The cynical side of me, Kelsey, and you know me, I'm always optimistic, but the cynical side says that perhaps this is why he may not last the first full term. He may just say, you know, for my health reasons or reasons of whatever. And if Kamala Harris is waiting in the wings, you do have a driving force for that far left agenda that, by the way, I think is going to be influencing Joe as he comes into office. Like, I'm not under any delusion that guy that's taking the oath next Wednesday is the same guy that, you know, was just good old Joe from Delaware 47 years ago. I don't think he's the same person. I think that he's given a lot of leeway to the more radical elements within his party, and it's going to show up in policy. You're absolutely right. Where the policy goes is going to be what the decision making is going to indicate, and we're going to have to deal with that. Let me shift gears a little bit. The Great Purge continues. Parler is still down. Twitter has still not given me any response as to why they took my 150,000 followers away. We are watching massive, Tom Fenton, many people related to the Trump administration getting their personal Twitter feeds just taken down. A lot of people that were doing forensic research on the election have had their accounts taken down. At the end of the day, these have to add up, Kelsey, to billions and billions and billions of impressions. Your thoughts on what we're learning, especially now that Jack seems to be admitting some culpability or some regret having gone down this path?
It's very frightening what's happening with the number of Americans that big tech is just canceling across the board, you being one of them. It seems that Jack came to realize some of the implications of his decisions to remove the president of the United States and hundreds of others from Twitter when Uganda decided to ban Twitter altogether leading up to their own election.
Right.
Only then did he realize the dangers of canceling people from the internet. And so
to be fair, that Ugandan election also coincided with a $5 billion loss on Monday, 12% of the company's net worth, and like I said, billions of eyeballs that are no longer reading the ads. I mean, if you're a shareholder in Twitter, and most 401k holders probably are on some level that they don't even realize, I just think they are poised for a massive, anti-fiduciary action against them, because it seems like they acted on an agenda that fundamentally went against getting a profit for their shareholders.
Absolutely. I actually have family members who own stock in Twitter and decided to sell it. And I think that is the right move for two reasons. One, morally, what Twitter is doing is wrong. They need to get the message, and perhaps the markets are the only way to send them that rebuke. And two, yes, Twitter is in financial trouble if they keep up this behavior. Now other governments have realized, well, Twitter can cancel the president of the United States, so we can cancel them all together, too.
Yeah, no, it's well said. Read her in the Bright email. She edits the Thursday edition, and you should just subscribe to it for all the great editions that come out. But she's also with the Independent Women's Forum, and we're so honored that she's kicking off another year with us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Happy New Year. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.